spreadsheet before. If you haven't, you need to check your email a little bit more often.
I've sent this out several times. It probably has changed each time you saw it. Some of the things remain the same, but some of it's changed. And one of the places that, you know, if you don't know what you're looking at in here, you didn't have anything to put in the thing together, you don't know what it means. So I want you to look at this page, which is ZCR totals, every time if you get a chance. I want you to look at your own, but I want you to look at the totals too. We have several different funds and so on, and I can tab this over here and we can see, you know, we do have road and bridge, we have sewer, we have several law enforcement funds, things like that. Those funds are all in great shape right now, and their balance is in the right direction. The one that we have real concern about right now is general county revenue. And general county revenue involves most of you, okay? This is the totals page, and let me go back up to the top again so we can start there. It can be real confusing if you don't get on the right column, so make sure that as you look at this, you look at the columns to see where you're at. On each one of these, you'll see there's, and as it goes from next year to year, I have to carry 2 years of actuals in there. So we got 2016, 2017 actuals. I also put the 2017 approved in there, so you can see that. And then you'll see the two columns that we're working on for this year, the 2018 requested, 2018 to approve. A big number to look at right here, right now, this is the beginning balance. Right there was the beginning balance in 2016. That's where we started, 2016, for the general county revenue. This is the beginning balance for 2017. I hope that you look at that and say, "Oh, that's not good." And you know, last year we spent about $700,000 more than we brought in general county revenue. Most people couldn't afford to spend $700,000 more than we brought in. We can. We have a healthy balance. The balance, $7 million, will cover us for probably at least 6 months. Okay, and so we're still healthy. But we have been going the wrong direction. 2016, 2017, we lost $700,000. Basically, if we were a business, we lost that much. As you go down through here, just real quick, at the end of, this is the actuals column, at the end of 17, we have lost, at this point, another $776,000. I ran that this morning. It's closer. It's going to be, at the end of the year, we're going to be probably $800,000 to $840,000 more in expenditures than we have in revenues. So if you can't see why I'm concerned, that's why I'm concerned. All right? My goal this year, if you listen to what I said last year, my goal was to be lower in a deficit spend this year than we were in 16. We didn't make that. On the positive note, we did have some expenditures there I don't expect to see again. We spent $285,000 in a risk mitigation that we hope we don't see again. So that might put us a little bit in the right direction, but not, I mean, if we don't get closer to balance real quick, we're going to have serious, serious cuts. Okay? And so that's the reason I've been pushing, let's cut those expenditures. I went to the church budget last night, and he said some things I really did like. You know, their budget's about a 50th of what we deal with here, so it's small and stuff like that compared to what we deal with in the county. But he said, "This is our budget, but that's not the way we spend." And if there's something I can get across to you guys today, this is our budget, but if you don't have to spend that way, don't spend that way. We would love to come in next year and say, "Well, we balanced our revenues and expenditures." Don't expect that to happen. So, you guys got a question so far? See where we're at right now. Anybody? Can you see this, Judge? If you can't, come up here on the front row. That's what happens. You can come late.
I have a seat for you, sir. Your Honor, I have a seat for you here.
There you go.
The main reason we wanted everybody to get together we've been discussing it daily, and we see a lot of we deal with this. I've dealt with it for the last 5 or 6 years as far as, you know, restraints and trying to make sure that we stay without doing any deficit spending. we do understand there's a lot of unfunded mandates that come down. We understand that there's a lot of, you know, it's like, hey, you have to do this, you know, to pick on juvenile. You know, the state law came out that we had to hire an attorney for the juvenile office. But we're not going to pay for it. You have to do it, though. There's just different things, different trainings, different, excuse me. So we understand those things, but we also need to figure out ways to not continue to go in the wrong direction. So we kind of decided, hey, it might be a good idea just to get everybody together. That way we can discuss it. We really do want free discussion. I don't want it to be we're presenting something to you. I want you guys to have input. You know what you need more than we do. We don't want to ask for you guys to cut budgets or cut certain things and then there be a reverse reaction of, oh, we've got to spend what we have, because that's not the case. We don't want you to, we don't want to say, hey, cut, if you can, find 2% somewhere, and then you guys, all elected officials, department heads, well, if they're going to make me cut 2%, I'm going to spend up to that 2%. Whereas right now, the majority don't spend what they're budgeted, and that's a good thing. So on one of those numbers, Rick, that you're showing, I think it was like 14.9 is what our expenses are this year. Out of that, we know we more than likely won't spend about $2.5 million. $750,000 of it's contingency funds, $500,000 in capital improvements, another $500,000 is in emergency funds. And so there's some things that we know we're not going to spend, but we have to put it in there for legal reasons. And then also you touched on the risk mitigation. There's also was it $100,000 for the $90,000 to fix the parking garage?
Capital improvement.
So I mean, there's some expenses there that we're not going to have the risk mitigation again, especially for that amount. We're not going to have the parking garage for another however many years, but we might have other capital improvement issues. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind. So in our discussion on Monday, is that right? Tuesday, Monday?
You're not going to discuss Monday. Oh, you last Monday.
Last Monday.
Okay.
So in our discussions on Monday, we're trying to figure, okay, another, if we could go down 2%, but the 2% was not on the 14.9 million. The 2% was on what we actually spend, which is about that 12.6. And so that's what we're looking for is 2% there. Health insurance is what it is. All of our other insurances, I mean, our fixed costs are what they are. So a lot of it is going to get into personnel. I don't think anybody's saying, we're not saying let anybody go by any means, but we're just saying be aware that if we don't start going in the right direction, that might have to be something we have to look at in the future, and we don't want to go there.
What we're saying is be as conservative as you can to protect what we have, to protect our employees we have here. They're valuable, and if we don't conserve in every other way, then that's what we'll face down the road.
We've one thing you hit on right there, health insurance. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young people that we hire either have health insurance with somebody else, you know, like they can get it through their spouse's insurance or something. Is it possible for us to give them the option of health insurance, not health insurance? If they don't choose health insurance, we do a upgrade on their pay.
I don't know if we can do an upgrade. We might be able to do like a increase their FSA or something. We don't do anything like that now anyways. I don't know.
Don't think it'd be legal to do that, Jim. I don't know. I don't think it would.
If they chose it,
I don't know that we... I don't know.
I have asked that on an employee in the past because I've had employees that have been on military insurance or something, and the answer I got was no.
They don't have to take our insurance, though.
No, they don't take our insurance. They're not on our insurance, but it didn't affect their pay.
God, just so you can't incentivize?
No.
I don't believe we'll be able to.
Who said no to me? Our county commission at that time.
Jim, I don't know.
What I'm saying is you might be able to. And I don't know what the premium is for, on an employee.
Roughly $500 a month.
So we might be able to give them a $2,000 increase in pay and save $6,000. just a thought.
It's a good thought, and I appreciate you thinking about it.
Just employee or insurance, just employee, it's $557.26. When we pay the $100, if they have their family on it, then we've got $657.26 per employee. Per month.
Per month.
Per month.
Hold on, I'll get you in a minute.
Not if they've got insurance through another
right.
provider.
Mm-hmm. Young man in the back, what is it?
That's a good thought, except now I'm going to get my $2,000 extra a year, then I'm going to cancel out my wife's insurance, my other year insurance, now I'm going to get my car insurance, and they're going to be giving me $2,000 more than the guy next to.
No, if they ended up going to our insurance, then you can take that, cancel that out.
And that's, I'm afraid, Jim, it may be considered a bonus and can't happen in state and follow state law.
Right.
And I got a lawyer back there shaking his head, yes, that might be the case, so I'm pretty sure I'm right. Okay.
We couldn't do that at the school. That was illegal. We looked at it on site with our administrator.
Yeah, I don't know what the law is.
We're going to pay their health insurance and be tied to duty.
Okay.
That's what I assumed had been checked into in the past.
Well, at least, hey, we're thinking.
I just real quickly, just so you guys do see, obviously you see that we need to turn this around. Anybody have a comment about that before we go on? The way we turn it around is difficult, guys, because we have, you've heard me say, well, you know, let's don't spend that in the past 3, 4, 5 years. And so most of the time, I don't say, well, let's don't spend that on this person. I've tried to stay away from personnel. Right now, our payroll is about 50% of our budget, and you can go down there at the bottom and see we're budgeting about 50%. I just totaled them out of these different departments, took a percent of our total budget, and our benefits package, and I totaled those up: loggers, work comp, unemployment, life insurance, Social Security, medical payments. It totals up to $270,000, and so we're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 73% is payroll. Now, y'all know we have to have lights, pay for that. We have to have water, we pay for that. There's certain things we have to have, and that falls in the other 30% right there. We've cut that 30%. We've cut that 30%. It's just not there. So what I'm telling you is, if we don't get this turned around, and I need everybody out there to help me get this turned around, you're going to see personnel cuts within the next year, 2, 3 years, something like that, depending on the commission. They've made some really, really tough decisions. I've listened to them agonize over it and try to find solutions. I have actually, I won't use that one word, but I have actually, in September when I looked at this first, I said, we need to stop any kind of hiring at that time. And you know, you know, when we lose somebody, sometimes you have to hire somebody back. So they didn't want to put that out there. There was some discussion about that. There's some discussion about maybe we may have to do that this year. Maybe you guys can help us if there is somebody that you lose because of retirement, they find another job, whatever. We need to look at, can we do without that position for a while? Can we do that position totally?
Can you take the duties instead of immediately hiring? Can you give a couple weeks waiting period and see if you can take those duties and dispense those with employees you got? And of course, this would be in a little larger offices, and dispense those duties out, and they be successfully handled and ran, and with the understanding that they are doing this to protect all, so they can secure that for the future, they can have those employees, that job. If we can do that, everybody step up a little bit.
We've got to do that if we want to protect the personnel we have right now. And we have a little bit of trouble competing on some of the levels for people at the level we're at right now. We've got a great benefits package, but our wages are not on what I consider the upper end of the spectrum at all. And so it's a tough situation, but we have to face it, and we have to face it together.